Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, you guys, it's Marcia.
Get up off that couch. Get out of that chair. Stand up on that cane if you have to. But listen, do so, because we're going to be talking about how you and your grandson, your wayward daughter, your husband, how all can get out of hell while they have a chance. Welcome to the Dr. Cappuccino Show. You know, we're here every Saturday, and most of the Saturdays at 8 a.m., we have Colonel William Harrison joining us on the show. But he's out of town right now on business, and so are many others. They're recuperating from Miss Aretha Franklin's funeral. Some are getting ready for Senator John McCain's services that might already be under wraps. Due to the time change, time zone, but you're here, and that is what is important. And you know why you're here? Because you want to find out how you can get out of hell while you have a chance. And don't say you're not in hell. You may have $2 or $3 billion in the bank, but you are in hell. The doctor might have given you a clean bill of health, but you still are in hell. Because whatever he says today, guess what? Might not apply tomorrow. And I put my money on that. So what we're going to do is talk about this thing called hell, bad circumstances, bad luck, no luck, can't win nothing, ain't got nothing. People turning their backs on you. You don't know what the hell is going on. But those are hell-like circumstances. And our topic, get out of hell while you have a chance, is so important this morning, this topic, for us to discuss, because right now, even if you have others over you that are ruling and leading, you're still subject to being in hell. You might have made some wrong decisions in the past that have encroached on your future of today. There might have been decisions that have cost your loved ones their lives. Your loved ones losing their home. You too. You might have embarked on a business that you know was not you. Wrong assignment, wrong alignment. Most people get up talking about, oh yeah, I'm going into business, and I'm going to make a lot of money. I'm going to service the community. I'm going to service it. I'm going to make a lot of money. I'm going to be Mr. Big. I'm going to be Ms. Everything. But let me tell you something. You still got to operate out of hell. And why is that? That is because your dream and vision might be someone else's misery. You might be living a life that is an outright lie. You sure is in hell if you're doing that. You might not be walking around feeling your best, but you're putting on a front man, front woman. You might be going around town, you know, driving a best of car, repo man in the background. Child, pink slip ticket, just put in your hand. You're in hell. If you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow in your life, you're in hell today. If and someone told me, in order to make it in America, you need at least 6 months' savings tucked away somewhere. If you don't have one paycheck that you can put out there and say, I'm one paycheck, you're in hell. You're in hell. Because you don't know what to eat and what time to eat. And I'm telling you, you know, I try to follow all these diets, keto diet, a paleo diet, a John Atkins diet, because every now and then, you know, I want to lose 10 pounds just for the night. I'm in hell. Anytime you are dissatisfied with what's going on in your life, you're in hell. If you can't seem to get ahead, no matter what you do, how many guys you pray to, if you pray at all, how many people you can call on just to listen, and you ain't going to get that. You have a better chance talking to Satan himself than getting anybody on the phone. Text me. Hit me back by text. Leave me a message. How many people I just can't imagine how many people have committed suicide because at that crucial moment, they didn't have anyone say, hey, stop that. Don't do that. I'm here for you. I love you. I'm in love with you. I need you. And when you start talking about that kind of a hell, people just want to know that someone loved them and that they are needed. You may not want me, but if you need me, I'm there. You know, there's a song that said, call on me. I'm there when you want me. Well, let me tell you, some people didn't get that opportunity. And so I'm wondering now, how many other aspects of hell can we think about? Doctor telling you, you got 2 weeks to live. Nurse telling you, uh-oh, I took the bandage off, but I got to run and get the doctor. This isn't looking good. Your daughter telling you, to your face, I don't give a F about you. I hate you. And you didn't give her all you could, all you could steal, taking jail chances for. Let me tell you something. That's the hell right there in itself. When you wake up in the morning, now we're on hell first. We're not going to talk about how to get out of it, but what I'm talking about some aspects of hell. When you wake up without a friend, that's hell. When you wake up, hit that switch, ain't no light coming on. That's hell. Go outside to get in your car, it won't start. That's hell. Go to your mailbox, ain't nothing in it. And they didn't last for 2 weeks, 2 months. Your check is on the way. That's a hell that only a human being could feel. Because we're created with free will and free choice and the power of reason. That sounds like something I couldn't reason out of. But right now, you got a chance to get out of hell. And you might think of some other instances where you're in hell. Get up off the couch, go outside, look down the street, bam, you're in hell. You can see hell before your very eyes. And you wonder, well, my God, what happened? What in the world happened? Why am I in this shape? I've done all I know to do to make my life better and to help make the world a better place. I've done all I could and can and have will to do. I done prayed all day. I done prayed all night. I done prayed till I can't pray no more and don't want to pray no more. What in the world, WTF, is going on? What is happening? Is it just me? Am I the scapegoat for the universe? What in the hell is happening that I'm in hell? Well, we found out degrees. Don't just do it. I'm going to tell you something. All the top positions in the world are filled by MBA, PhD, you know, a few got bachelors. But we're talking about so-called educated people from all walks of life. Went to the best of colleges. I heard some went in on a Friday, took a test, weren't seen for another month, yet they graduated with a piece of paper. These are the ones ruling our world, ruling our America, ruling nationwide, ruling internationally. And all you see is trouble. All you hear about is trouble. All you can even think about after turning the news on is trouble. Well, what in the hell is going on? What in the hell is going on? These people have had an opportunity to be all that they can be. But guess what? Guess what? Look at us. Look at us. What in the hell is going on? People are in office. They still don't know the way. People have advanced positions in the world, operating machinery in outer space, but they can't stop cancer on Earth. No cure. Yeah, just one step from a cure, but no cure. Heart disease rampant, all manner of illnesses. I don't know one person that has told me in the last month that they're in good health.
I don't know what. That's hell. A hell in a hell in a hell. Nothing seems to be going right in their life. They're getting up saying, oh, my God, what have I done to deserve this? Now, you know what? That's very interesting that some are saying deserve. This thing ain't about deserving. This thing is about just living because you got two hands, two eyes, two ears, and you're supposed to, I guess, sit in a chair. You're supposed to walk down the street. You're supposed to eat three meals a day. You're supposed to do this and that and that and that. But I am. You are. Somebody you know is still in hell. What is going on? Ain't nobody seen the final answer to happiness. They tell you some foolishness about, oh, it is within. Oh, yeah. I tell you what. Tell the families of the suicide victims that story. No one seems to have an answer for why the earth is engulfed in chaos. Everybody you talk to got a sad, sick story. Everybody you try to hug and love, oh, I don't want that. Nobody loves me. I don't care about anybody. They don't care about me. You put one step forward, and you pull back 25,000. You're in hell. I don't care what you have on, where you're going, what vacation you got planned, what new car you're getting ready to buy, what addition you're getting ready to add on to your home. You are in hell. When you can't chart your future, you are in hell. When you can't sanely say what's going to happen tomorrow, no, within the next 10 minutes, you're in hell. When you're scared to pick up your phone because of the persona that you live, you're in hell. When you look at your phone, oh, no, I don't talk to her right now. You're in a hell. When nobody you know is laughing about today or tomorrow, you're in hell. When you go in the grocery store, And food items have jumped 20% from last week, you're getting ready to go into hell. Something is going on in our world, and people are needed to address. We need to stop sitting up here putting all of our troubles, woes, emotional woes on our politicians, our school presidents, organizational chairs. They just left hell and sitting up there with you who also is in hell. None of us can point to one organization, one corporation, one company, large or small, that is not in trouble. I'm serious. You'd almost get a gold medal if you could point to any Fortune 500 company that is not in trouble. They're ducking for cover. They don't know what's going to happen between our president and North Korea. You might as well throw Russia and Germany in that pot, too. Oh, my God, the latest Iran. Why can't, like Rodney King said decades ago, why can't we get along? Why can't we get along? You know why? Because we got one foot in hell and trying to clean to a life of pretense and unfulfilled promise. We all in hell. We are walking in hell. We all wake up in hell. We're scared to lay down at night in hell. We're in hell. And we need to know how to get out of hell while we have a chance. What is that chance? You're waking up with both eyes open. You're not blind. No offense to the blind. I know some. They're beautiful people. You are in a opportunity land with a chance, because if you can at least call one shot a day, you got a chance to get out of hell and stay out of hell. Man-made ugly circumstances, chaos, bad luck, devil luck in your life. That's the new one. You got a chance if you can hear the sound of my voice. You got a chance to get out of hell. You have an opportunity, one more day, one more hour, to make a difference in your life. You may not be here tomorrow, but today you are accounted alive and as a human being. With, as we said earlier, the faculty of reason. Now, what am I going to do with that reason? Am I going to let my reason be compromised by something I hear that I know is wrong and not right? By some kind of false feeling under the auspice of pharmacia, some drug? You got a chance if you can pick up your cell phone and call anybody, just dial any number, wild card number, and say, I love you, and hang up. You'd be surprised. Telephone trees are not dead. You got a chance if you can stand up on 2 feet and walk unaccompanied. You got a chance to get out of this thing called hell. And don't think because you can walk to your backyard and you got the big barbecue pit there and you got 10 people coming over there with the best of whiskey. You are still in hell. You know why? A bomb could drop from the sky. You could hit that radio switch and find out that your city is under a martial arrest. If you can't say unequivocally what you're going to be doing this time next week, oh, I didn't say plan. I said know that you know that you know what you're going to do next week. That's a problem. But still, you got a chance. You have a chance right now to make a difference in your life and in the life of someone else. You see, man gets off wrong when he lives only for himself. He gets up wrong when he does not live for the sake of others. He's in a self-made hell when he says, well, you know, I got all the money I need. I'm going to sit down and look crazy. That's the problem. When people stop caring for others, you're doomed. You're on your way down. You're already down, but you just don't know it. We have a chance right now, when we make up in our minds that no matter what the TV news may say, some call it false media, what the radio might say, if it's not talking about love you one another. But right now, what is an opportunity? What is the chance to get out of these bad circumstances? There's only one. There's only one. What you put out, come back. This is your lucky day. This is your blessed day. What you put out comes back. I'm not in hell because every opportunity that I get, I'm reaching out. How can I help you? What can I do for you? What do you need? How can I help you? What do you need? What can I do for you? When you reach out, an invisible force is reaching in. You're not going to stay in hell too long trying to help somebody. You know why? Because that is our job as human beings, to go ye therefore. Go ye therefore and make it your business to help someone less fortunate than you. You can't get out your wheelchair, send a check. You laying up in a hospital bed, call for help to help someone. You got more of your earth's needs and goods and pleasures, help someone else. I've never seen so many wealthy people in the hospital as I have in 2018. You used to did not hear of the rich and wealthy jumping on bridges as they are now. And I could go on that train, but what good would that do? You want to learn how to get out of hell while you have a chance. And if you can write that check to a needy organization, you ought to do so. If you can volunteer one day at an animal shelter, you ought to do so. You can't remain in hell doing good works Let me tell you, I'm going to repeat it. You cannot remain in your self-made, self-induced hell trying to help someone else, helping someone else, abiding in their pain. You know, scripture that says, you can ask what you will, and it shall be given. Right now, the world needs peace. Ain't nobody asking for that. Anytime you can wake up and hop to the music on 10 toes, put on that nice jacket, hair looking good, got 2-3,000 on an unexpired credit card. Hallelujah, praise God. But let me tell you something. It's always better by two. It's always better knowing that you have someone that has benefited from your kindness, from your smile, from a promise that you'll be back tonight and you really do show up tonight. You can remain in hell helping someone else. You cannot remain in hell, no matter what the president's doing. Everybody's lying on each other. Oh, I hate him. Well, who else do you have in mind to take his place? Who else do you have in mind? I wrote him a letter. I told him, don't accept the presidency. Please don't. You're wasting your time. Doesn't it look like that? It has been nothing but hell on wheels since that man took office. And people just grumbling. Well, look in your backyard. He that is without error, cast the first stone. Everybody, according to 1 John, according to this is a holy book, he says the whole world is lying in the power of the wicked one. So who am I to talk? Who am I to talk? May get shot in the head next week. Who am I to talk? What am I to say? I got 70 or 80 years of life with special mightiness just like him. So what do I have to say? I have to say I better take my tail and try and cooperate with whatever's going on. Just try and cooperate, because in the end of life, at the end of the day, there's only one God that has the last voice. We better check it out. Any other gods made out of wood that can't move, made out of stone that can't see, they got arms but they can't help anyone. I'm not going down that lane. You know, as the song says, give me something I can feel. I can feel a devotion. I can feel the presence of a holy one in my life when I'm doing good. And I know that's the only way that I can get out of hell and stay out of that. And if I'm in hell, how did I get there? What did I do that needs to be undone? What have I said to someone that I need to call them up on the phone and apologize for? What have I taken from another person that I did not earn? How did I get in hell? I can't sit and blame mommy. I can't sit and blame daddy. How did I get into hell? How did that happen? Who pushed me over the tail? Who told me to go in that door leading to hell? Who did that? So I can't sit up here and blame anybody because they're white and they got orange hair. Me, suck up, please. We need to get off of that. And I think the ones talking about the president is the one that felt that they lost the most. I don't know. I don't care. My daddy used to say, give me a Bible and a bunk. I'm out of here. The only way out of hell that any of us should care anything about is what can we do another? Who can I find to feed today? Who can I call to ask if they need a ride to their doctor's office? Whose lawn can I mow? What old woman at the end of the corner would love a visit, sitting lonely and isolated, crying because demonism has took over perhaps her own? What am I talking about? Am I a dentist? Can I offer free dental service one day a week? You already know you're going to be there 24 hours. Am I a doctor? Can I open my office up one day a week to treat anybody coming in? Do that and see what the universe has in store for you. You never know who might walk through those doors that you can help. You want to get out of hell and stay out of hell? Find somebody to love. Everywhere you look, there's hatred. People talking about, you know, I don't love her. I don't like him. I don't like that damn fool. Let me tell you something. Find somebody to love. You know why? Because there's a scripture that says God is love. So when you're loving on somebody, you're giving them the spirit essence of God, of God. And whether you believe in God or not, I tell you what, you let America get any more worse than what it is, they're going to be in the streets trying to find them. Because that is the only answer. You want to get out of hell? Why, you got a chance? Well, you got a chance right now to say, God help me. Whatever you are, I don't care what you are. Whatever force is up there, out there, whoever said you're there, get me out of hell. Now, ain't no need of getting out of hell just to sit up there and look crazy. You get an opportunity to get out of hell. You got to take full advantage of that and go find somebody to love. There where the dog is waiting on you. The old man, amputee, the vet, the mother with 6, 7 kids, they're waiting on you. And it's not always about money, a touch, a hug, a smiling face. You want to get out of hell while you got a chance? Well, this is how you get out of hell. You find somebody to love. Find somebody to do something for. Don't think you're going to look crazy and stupid because the world is already crazy and stupid. Look out your window. The world is already in trouble. What can they say on the way to the doctor to die? What can anybody say? When you make up your mind that you are going to find somebody to love, that's how you get out of hell while you have a chance. And, oh, what a feeling. Try it. You know why I want you to try it? Because I tried it and it worked. I was in 3 hells in 1. On every hand, that was a problem. But you know what I did? I said, I'm going to love the hell out of these fools. I'm going to love the hell out of them. Because I knew jealousy and envy was at the root. You don't have to know anything. Just find somebody to love. Get some teddy bears and go in a park and give them away. Find somebody to love. Call your nearest convalescent hospital and see if you can just walk through and sing one song to someone in a nursing home bed. Your loved one might be there in the morning. I want you to do that. I want you to try. Every one of us is in hell. I'm telling you the truth. Every one of us, from 0 to 100, we're all in hell when you don't know what your future holds for you. But one thing about it, when you make up your mind that you are going to, at the pain of death, you're gonna start living. For the sake of others, you'll get out of hell and you'll stay out. Scripture says the dead cannot praise him. Get up and get out of there. Find somebody to love, and you will get out of hell. You'll stay out of hell because you will then become God's friend. Thank you for tuning in to the Dr. Cappuccino Show. Dr. Harrison will be with us next week. You can always send questions to mothernature7@gmail.com. I look to hear from you through your spirit on the Dr. Cappuccino Show next Saturday, same time. Have a great weekend.